This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
10 minutes after 4, it is the second hour of the Power Drive. So the Department of International Relations and Cooperation, DERCO, says it will summon Eswatini's ambassador to South Africa to seek an explanation for utterances made by its government spokesperson, Alpheus Nxumalo, about South Africa. Nxumalo referred to South Africa as infested with a cancer of criminality from head to toe. And I heard those words myself. Clayson Munyela, DERCO head of diplomacy, joins us on the line. Mr. Munyela, good afternoon to you, sir. How are you?
I'm good, my brother. How are you?
Super duper, my brother. Super duper, Mr. Munyela. I was telling people last week that when I first visited Limpopo, you were my guide with a guy called Rulani Mkwambane.
This is not a lie. This is a statement of fact. We took you around and I won't have you black.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's the privilege I got. You know, I had to get a guide to take me throughout the province. Anyway,
indeed.
It's good to chat to you. So, I mean, you know, we do have a problem of crime in this country. Why is this such a big issue?
No, because the minute an individual speaking on behalf of another government, diplomatically, it's frowned upon to characterize another country in the manner that he did. Because if those views are the views of his government, then we would need an explanation from his government as to whether they are immune from crime. As far as we know, there's no country in the world that is immune from crime. This is why every country has a criminal justice system, so that whenever crime is detected, the relevant state organs are able to kick in and the criminal justice system also kicks in. So what we had yesterday were insults. The people of this country were insulted. The government of this country was insulted. What we have then done is to demarch the High Commission of the Kingdom of Eswatini, so that we get an explanation behind this very unfortunate statements, and then we'll take it from there. But it's certainly a characterization of our country that we do not accept. It's factually incorrect, and we don't accept such insults.
So, I mean, I was listening to that conversation myself. I think he was angry that the name of their king was peddled with or connected to the killing of Godrej Gadi's daughter. And I think his response is going to be that it is our king who was insulted by being connected to this murder. And we were merely saying that focus on what the law enforcement agencies are trying to do, because your country, generally speaking, has a big problem of crime.
Yeah, but if he took offense that the name of the king of Eswatini was dragged into what is happening domestically here, then he should have identified who made those utterances or those allegations. It wasn't the government of South Africa, and it wasn't the people of South Africa. It was one particular individual. And there are forums, there are avenues, there are options, there are legal options available to them to get recourse if they feel that the name of the king has been dragged through the mud. But to then, in response to something like that, characterize South Africa in the manner that he did and insult the people of this country, it's unacceptable. And that's why we are taking actions through proper diplomatic channels as a department.
When are you doing that? When are you summoning the ambassador?
We've dispatched the note verbal today, and that meeting should take place in the next 24 hours so that we properly make our statements, our feelings known, and seek an explanation.
Thank you so much, sir. We really appreciate it. Before I let you go, I was listening to the ANC today. One of the ANC leaders outside Krugersdorp saying that DERCO must engage ambassadors from neighboring countries with regards to the issue of illegal foreigners coming into the country and perpetuating crime. Is it something that you are amenable to?
No, those conversations are taking place in the region of SADC, within the continent, the African Union, and internationally, because the challenge of international migration is something that many countries across the world are grappling with. South Africa is one. We happen to be what we call a receiving country. Many people, you know, have several factors that are pushing them out of their countries. They are struggling with this and that, and they identify South Africa as a country that offers a better life or better opportunities, and they come here. So we'll have to manage it within what is allowed within the law. But also, one of the key issues is that we need to manage our borders. Our borders are porous. So why people are able to just cross the fence and come here and live in this country undocumented. And when you have people who are undocumented, it's a big risk, because should any of them commit crime, how are you going to trace them? So indeed, it's a matter that is firmly on our radar. The Department of Home Affairs has introduced this new border management authority that will hopefully assist in terms of managing our borders. And then we can deal with people who are here who are not documented and find a way to document them and regularize their stay.
Thank you so much, Mr. Munyela. We really appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. There you go. Tlaisin Munyela, DERCO head of public diplomacy, 16 minutes after 4.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.